Last week, the Libertarian Party of Ohio raised eyebrows when it filed petitions seemingly to put its national presidential candidate Gary Johnson and vice presidential candidate Bill Weld on the statewide ballot. But the name of former Ohio gubernatorial candidate Charlie Earle was listed as the presidential pick, and his friend Ken Melman of Kentucky was listed as the VP. Earle later explained this was part of an unusual strategy to make sure the Libertarian candidates didn't get kicked off the ballot should a court rule in the party's favor on a pending federal lawsuit. Secretary of State John Husted says Ohio law is unclear on the ability to replace one independent presidential candidate with another. So, because of that, and saying the spirit of the ballot access should prevail, he says he will allow Earle and Melman to drop out once their petitions have been fully certified and replace themselves with Johnson and Weld. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.